the name that the
midwife.
Mm-hmm. Are there other terms for that that you know?
I think I heard some, but I can't recall.
Have you ever heard of a granny woman?
No. No, is that an old Texas term?
I think it's an old Colorado term.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of that. No.
When two people, let's see. Two people who have just gotten married, the man is the woman's
husband,
and she
or
is his.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're already married.
Right,
okay.
Uh-huh. And she is his.
She's his wife.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And they get married in the...
In a church?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all that pounding. On Sundays, the minister preaches a
sermon,
and we pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And what are the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. And you go to college to get what?
An education.
Mm-hmm. And you can check books out from the
library.
Mm-hmm. And you are your mother's...
I am my mother's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Right. Or I was. Until she died.
Yeah. Now you're... Did you have brothers and sisters?
Three. No, wait a minute. Two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
There were three of us.
Okay.
Two sisters, no brothers.
Well, let's see. Your sister's son would be your...
Nephew.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's sister would be your
aunt.
And your mother's brother would be your
uncle.
Uh-huh. And in the old days in El Paso, did they have a separate name for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man? Or were they all called teacher?
You mean when we addressed them or just talked about them?
When you just talked about them.
They were called teachers.
Okay. And at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the...
Best man.
Mm-hmm. And the woman who stands up for the bride, but she's not the maid of honor or the matron of honor, she's just one of the other women up there.
Gosh, what do they call it? Attendants?
Mm-hmm.
Is there another name for them? There's a maid... Oh, maid of honor. And there's... What is that term?
Bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
Bridesmaid. There had to be a better word.
Okay. Now, people who are related to you are your...
Relatives.
Mm-hmm. And people who are not related to you are...
Friends and acquaintances.
Okay. Can you give me a sort of word picture of your house here? Like what kinds of rooms you have and that sort of thing?
All right. I live in a one-bedroom apartment. It's upstairs. Call it a flat in England, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has a very large bedroom, and large. It's pretty good size for a one bedroom.
It is. It's bigger than my two bedroom apartment.
I'll show you the bedroom. It's really. I've lived in four of these because I've been renting it, which was wrong. I should have bought back in the 80s when I was making enough money. But I, at that time I thought I might go back to Florida.
Mm-hmm,
I was
mm-hmm.
really missing the water, ocean. Oh, let's see. I don't know how else to describe it. It has a living room, dining room, well, has indoor stairway,
mm-hmm.
carpeting
mm-hmm.
throughout. So living room, dining room, hall, broad hall, bath. A lot of storage. I have a wall of closets there, two closets in the hall,
mm-hmm.
and another one across from those for a linen closet. Have a built-in vanity there. And then in the bedroom, this whole wall is closet, two more.